Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you for that. Everything that you said certainly applies to me and our relationship and the pride that I feel along with you for what we built here. Because I think it was pretty damn good radio. And the fact that we were able to create it and sustain it for 21 years is something I'm really proud of. But most of all, I love the relationship that you and I have developed, and that will continue on, even though we won't be doing shows together. And but the best part is, when you and I are together next time, we won't have to take commercial breaks. We won't have to. we won't necessarily have to talk about the Phillies unless we really want to. We can have the conversations that we really want to have, and I look forward to that. But I can't thank you enough for. The friendship and the support that you've given me for these last 20 years, and it has been a real, real pleasure. I've written up, I kind of wanted to make sure I said what I wanted to say on the way out the door. I didn't want to be five steps out the front door and then smack myself on the head and say, why didn't I say that? So I sat down and I wrote this up. And fittingly, I wrote it up on a yellow legal tablet. These are my final thoughts. Hopefully I'll be able to get through them. So bear with me. I still remember the day Sister Claire read my essay to her fifth grade class. When she finished reading, she looked up and she said, Mr. Dittinger, you should be a writer. Well, I took Sister Claire's advice. I started writing. Through high school, through college, and through 53 years of newspaper columns, books, films, and now the stage play Tommy and Me, I've written thousands upon thousands of words, but never the word goodbye. Not until today. This is my final show on WIP. I'm retiring. I'm also retiring from NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'll miss it. I'll miss all of it. But I feel it's time for me to step aside. Many of you have reached out to say how much you'll miss me. Well, I'm going to miss you too. We had a special relationship. We formed an emotional connection that was deep and genuine. We shivered together at Franklin Field. We wept together at Connie Mack Stadium. We stood shoulder to shoulder on Broad Street when the Flyers won the Stanley Cup. And of course, we celebrated the underdog triumph that was Super Bowl 52. You felt it. I felt it. As Philadelphians, we all felt it. And celebrating that day at the Art Museum, wrapped in a warming blanket of joy, is a memory I will carry with me forever. I worked with many great people, men I grew up reading, like Stan Hockman, Larry Merchant, and Sandy Grady. Men like Bill Campbell, Tom Brookshire, and Jack McKinney, whose voices I grew up listening to on my transistor radio. I spent a decade working for the great Steve Sable at NFL Films. I got to hear Oscar-winning actors like James Coburn and Gene Hackman give voice to my words. I never imagined I could be that lucky, but I was, and that's why it's hard now to walk away. At 75, it's time for family, time for travel, and time for being a fan again. I look forward to going to Eagles games now and cheering instead of critiquing. I'll miss hanging out with Michael Barkan, Seth Joyner, Barrett Brooks, and, of course, Governor Rendell. great friends and great teammates. But this September, I'll go back to being the fan I used to be. And I look forward to that. One of the hardest parts of retiring is ending my partnership with this guy, my pal, Glenn McNeil. Over 21 years, we developed a rapport that was enjoyable for us and our listeners. We were the two old sports junkies who came in your house every weekend, put our feet up on the furniture, and talked about the DH, the process, and all things Eagles. We were talking to each other, but we were also talking to you. I didn't fully appreciate what that meant until the last 2 weeks when the cards and letters began pouring in. Many were from people I had never met, total strangers. Yet they said, through my words and my voice, I became a part of their lives in ways I never imagined. Recently, a man stopped me on the street. He said he was born in Nigeria, and he moved to this country 3 years ago. He was building a new life in Philadelphia, and he wanted to feel like he belonged. A coworker told him it would be helpful if he learned American football. The coworker told him he should listen to this radio show and watch the Eagles post game. The coworker told him that listening to Ray Didinger was the best way to learn the game. So the gentleman from Nigeria began listening and watching. And after 3 years, he was talking X's and O's like a third-generation season ticket holder. When I met him, he was wearing an Eagles hoodie. He addressed me as Ray Diddy, and he gave me a big hug. He said, "You taught me football, and you helped me become an American." Without even realizing it, I had helped this man find acceptance in his new home. I never imagined I could affect someone's life in such a profound way, but I did. I still get a lump in my throat when I think about that. Your cards and letters have made me realize what a special family we built here and how lucky I was to be a part of it. I'm leaving WIP, but I'm not leaving Philadelphia. This is my home. It will always be my home. So if you see an old guy in a St. James sweatshirt walking a bulldog through Rittenhouse Square, and you feel like talking about Jalen Hurts or Joel Embiid, don't be shy. Come over and say hello. I'll never tire of the conversation. In fact, I'll welcome it. In so many of your good wishes, you've thanked me for what I've given you. What I'll remember is what you've given me. For 53 years, you helped me live my dream. Your passion as the best sports city in America lifted my words and gave them resonance. It has been a joy and a privilege. Your expressions of gratitude and support have meant so much, and I thank you with all of my heart. I wish you and your families health, happiness, and more Super Bowl parades. And trust me, I will see you there.
Ray, for everyone at WIP, for every listener, for every fan, thank you. And be well, Ray Didinger.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.